The content presented in this broadcast is for educational and informational purposes only. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Invest wisely. The views expressed on this show are those of the guest and do not necessarily represent this station or its sponsors. You've worked hard for a lifetime to save and to maximize your investments in retirement. But are your investments consistent with what you believe? And why does it matter? If you believe that all of life is meant to honor God, stay with us. This is Faith and Retirement with Jay Peroni, sponsored by Faith Investor Services, LLC.
Hi, everyone, and welcome. My name is Tom Levine, and you're tuned to Faith and Retirement, where biblical wisdom meets financial clarity. And I'm here with my fiduciary friend, certified financial planner, and faith-based investing expert, Jay Peroni. Jay, how are you doing today?
I'm doing fantastic, Tom. Another great day here, and really excited about today's episode. We're going to be talking about taxes, retirement. Can't wait to get started here.
Very good. Well, we do have a new offer we're going to be sharing with our listeners a little bit later on the program. And let's make retirement less taxing for you. Today's show is all about one of the biggest hidden costs of retirement, and that is taxes. And our theme today is keep more, give more, because the less you pay in unnecessary taxes, the more you can enjoy in retirement, and the more you can give to your family and your church and for kingdom causes. So, Jay, before we dive in, I just want to remind our listeners to get a personalized retirement tax strategy meeting. And they can do that by calling 800-270-7310 or visiting the website faithandretirement.com. That is where you can schedule your free retirement tax review. And to my knowledge, that's the first time we've offered that. So that's very cool. Jay, Social Security is often the foundation for retirement income. But what a lot of people don't realize is that it can also become one of the biggest tax surprises. So let's dig in and find out what retirees need to know.
Yeah, you're right, Tom. This surprises a lot of folks. People think, I paid into Social Security all my working life. Why should it be taxed, right? That's the question people are asking. However, the IRS doesn't see it that way. Depending on your other income, anywhere from 0% to as much as 85% of your Social Security benefits could be subject to federal taxes. Now, when people hear that, they think, I'm going to lose 85% of my Social Security income. No, 85% of it would go against your taxable income for the year. The IRS looks at your combined income, which is your adjusted gross income plus any non-taxable interest plus half of your Social Security. And for singles, once that number hits $25,000, up to 50% of your benefits can be taxed. And for married couples filing jointly, the threshold is $34,000. And if your combined income crosses $32,000 for singles and $44,000 for couples, up to 85% of your benefits may be taxable. So that's why it's really important, Tom, to have a solid plan, because taxes in retirement aren't simple. They're layered, and we help not only with asset allocation, but asset location. How do you make sure you've got some tax-free income, some deferred income, as well as some taxable income? And really, we want to minimize the taxable income as much as we can.
Jay, can you share a story of someone who maybe got caught off guard by all of this?
Yeah, absolutely. I had a couple that was in their early 70s. They'd lived comfortably on Social Security and IRA withdrawals. And then one year they decided to help their grandkids by selling some stock to pay for college. And unfortunately, they did this before they saw me. And once you sell it, you can't undo it. And that extra income pushed them into a higher tax bracket. And suddenly, 85% of their Social Security became taxable and their tax bill literally doubled, Tom. It was just crazy when they looked at the return from the prior year and that year, just because they wanted to help the grandkids out, it ended up doubling their tax liability for the year. It was a shock and really felt unfair to them. But with some planning, we were able to fix it and move on to the future and restructured their withdrawals using some Roth conversions, placed part of their savings into an income for life annuity with some tax advantaged income. And the next year, their taxable Social Security dropped dramatically, and their stress also dropped with it. And that's really the power of tax planning, turning surprises into strategies.
Well, you've told a lot of stories where you've taken lemons and turned them into lemonade, and I know that that is something you can do. So, friends, pick up the phone and call Jay and just ask your questions. Yes, this is a national radio show, but also Jay is very accessible to take your calls, and he cares about you as an individual listener. 800-270-7310. There's no obligation to ask your questions. This is your place for biblically responsible investing. So what about widows and widowers? How do survivor benefits play into all of this tax stuff?
Yeah, well, survivor benefits are taxed the same exact way. I worked with a widow, and after her husband passed, her survivor benefit plus her IRA withdrawals bumped her into a higher bracket, and she felt very overwhelmed, especially grieving, facing unexpected taxes. So we just took a step back and really looked at her plan. We redesigned it as part of her required minimum distributions, went straight to her church, so she avoided some taxes there, and that lowered her taxable income, reduced her Social Security tax, and also honored her late husband's legacy of giving. He really had a heart for giving, and she was able to honor him and do a donation in his name. That was a tax-smart move, but more importantly, it reflected her faith and values, really to give and to save taxes so she could give more.
Oh, I love that. So we know about federal taxes, and there's nothing certain but death and taxes. Do some states tax Social Security too?
Yeah, unfortunately, there's about 10 states that still tax Social Security. Places like Colorado, Minnesota, and Nebraska tax Social Security under certain conditions. So if you live in or plan to retire in one of these states, you need to factor that into your plan. I often tell clients, moving to a new state isn't just a lifestyle choice, it's also a tax choice. So before you move, or if you've just moved, let's have a consultation, look at what you may be facing in your new state and what are some opportunities. Maybe you have an old 401k that you haven't rolled over, or maybe you haven't done some great tax planning. We can help get you in a better tax situation simply by creating a biblically based holistic plan that goes through your income, your expenses, all the taxes you're paying. It helps you to restructure that, so hopefully you're paying less in taxes and more that you can give away and more that you can use in your retirement as well.
Friends, if you'd like to get a personalized retirement tax strategy, call Jay at 800-270-7310. If you missed the number, it's all there at the website, the information to reach Jay at faithandretirement.com. And that's where you can schedule your free retirement tax review. So, Jay, how do retirement account withdrawals affect Social Security taxes?
Well, every dollar that you pull from a traditional IRA or a 401k or 403b, anything that's been tax deferred, is going to increase your income for the year. And that can make your Social Security more taxable because they're looking at your combined income, what sources you have, if you earned any part-time, if you took money out of these tax deferred accounts, and then adding your Social Security. And that's why I talk so much about tax buckets, having your money spread across tax deferred accounts, Roths, and taxable investments gives you a lot more flexibility. And it's not just about the growth, it's about managing how and when you pay taxes. And I speak to a lot of retirees from coast to coast, everywhere from California to Massachusetts. And really the major concerns that a lot of retirees have is, what if I outlive my money? What if I pay too much in taxes? What if me or my spouse needs long-term care? And what if the market, the stock market, doesn't cooperate in retirement? And that's really where having a solid roadmap, a solid strategy for your retirement is going to help you to pay less in taxes, make sure you're protected if the market's going up and down. And then if one of you, you or your spouse, needs some sort of long-term care assistance, we're going to address that as well. And that's really the solid foundation of a biblically based financial plan.
Jay, I'm in a very generous mood today, so I keep wanting to talk about all of our offers, but I didn't want to forget to let people know that they can get your free ebook. It is free. It's 7 ways to make sure that your money lines up with your faith by CFP Jay Peroni, our guest today. Don't wait. Get your free download right now at the website, and that again is faithandretirement.com. So Jay, how can listeners keep more and give more when it comes to Social Security?
Really, Tom, the key is coordination. It's not just looking at Social Security in isolation. One of the biggest questions I get is, Jay, when should I take Social Security? That's the biggest question. And really, it's not an easy answer because they're literally, if you're married, there could be up to 8,000 different combinations on when you take it, how you take it. And you have to look at it alongside your IRAs, your pensions, investment accounts, and any income that you're earning. If you've got rentals, for example, or maybe you're working part-time, all of this is going to factor in to the taxability of your Social Security. And that's where we're going to sit down and do a retirement analyzer. And that helps us create a well-designed plan that can help reduce how much of your benefit is actually taxed. And that would also allow you to give more generously. We can look at things like required distributions. You know, where can those go? Maybe to a church or ministry to avoid taxation, or maybe setting up a donor advised fund to restructure some of your taxes. There's a lot of tools that we have. Our team at Faith Investor Services really works on not just the investments, but the overall plan. How do we reduce taxes? How do we make sure your money is protected from the ups and downs of the market? How do we make sure if something happens to you, you're creating a lasting legacy? And how do we help you give more? Those really are our focus at Faith Investor Services, not just the investment part, but really the kingdom focus of building wealth and protecting it.
Well, that's good. You know, I just don't think people have the time or the wherewithal to do it yourself in the ways that they really need to take advantage of everything. I mean, they don't have access to portfolios of superior investments that pass moral and financial screens like you do. They don't have an industry-leading team of seasoned professionals behind them like you do. Friends, don't leave this to chance. Call today, 800-270-7310, and ask your questions, or visit faithinretirement.com and schedule your free retirement tax checkup. And don't let Uncle Sam take more than he has to. Friends, we're going to take a quick pause for the cause and be back with Jay right after this.
Many times, people are shocked when they get a closer look at what's hiding in their investment portfolio. Hi, I'm Jay Peroni, host of Faith and Retirement here on Family Talk. As Christians, you and I should know the condition of our flocks and whether the companies we're investing in are using our money to fund the abortion and pornography industries, or even sex trafficking. So I'm offering to screen your investments today, absolutely free, to see if you're investing in a way that lines up with your faith and values. Your investments really can honor God without sacrificing performance and returns. Learn more about us online at faithandretirement.com and screen your investments today. That's faithandretirement.com.
Don't miss Faith in Retirement with Jay Peroni, CFP and Senior Portfolio Manager of Faith Investor Services. Saturday afternoons at 1:30 Eastern, Sunday afternoons at 3, sponsored by Faith Investor Services. This is Faith in Retirement, and we're back with Jay Peroni. Now let's turn to one of the most common sources of retirement income. It's your 401k and IRA accounts. And these are powerful savings tools, Jay, but without the right strategy, you've said that they can be a tax trap. Can you explain?
Yeah, well, traditional 401ks and IRAs are tax deferred, meaning you don't pay taxes when you put your money in. However, when you take the money out, you're going to pay taxes. And Roth accounts are actually the opposite. You pay now, but the withdrawals later are tax free. So here's a story. Mike, who's a construction business owner, he retired with a huge 401k. And he said, Jay, I'm a millionaire on paper, but I realize that as I pull this money out, I'm really not a millionaire. I'd lose 40% to it, Uncle Sam and taxes, if I were to take this all in one year. And I just want to live this off for life. But once he hit 73, the IRS forced him to start taking required minimum distributions. And these RMDs were more than he needed, which spiked his taxes, made more of his Social Security taxable, and even raised his Medicare premiums. And he said, Jay, I feel like I'm being punished for saving. And we solved that with some strategic Roth conversions. We spread them out over several years. We also took his RMDs, his required minimum distributions, and had those going to his church instead of to his checking account, where he was just putting it into CDs and other things that he didn't really need to. And then what it did was lowered his lifetime tax bill, reduced his future required minimum distributions, but most of all, it gave him peace of mind. And that's what we try to do. Look at your current situation, reposition things, and help get you in a better position.
Well, Jay, for a lot of listeners, 401ks and IRAs are the biggest part of their nest egg. So are there real practical differences between the two, the 401k and the IRA?
They're actually treated the same way from an IRS perspective. They're both tax deferred. So the IRS looks at those as one account, and that's when they do the RMD, the required minimum distribution. They're looking at how much do you have in those tax deferred accounts. The 401ks do have a few different nuances and a few different advantages to them. Often they can be protected from things like lawsuits and can provide some things that IRAs cannot. But for all intents and purposes, they're treated from a tax standpoint very equally.
So what do you find when these kick in, required minimum distributions?
Yeah, those start to kick in around 73, 74. And that's really where you want to have a solid strategy for them, because if you don't have a plan to minimize taxes, what ends up happening is when you look at all of your income sources, Social Security distributions that are forced at those ages, that can actually add to your tax liability. So again, restructuring things, looking at Roth conversions, those types of things can really help to minimize the taxes in future years.
So a couple of questions. Are Roth accounts always the best choice? And if you have a bunch of both kinds of accounts, which do you draw out of first?
Yeah, so not always. Roths are very powerful, but there are income limits, and sometimes paying taxes now isn't the wisest move. So we'd have to look at your particular situation. What type of income do you have coming in, and how much can you convert without sending you into another tax bracket? Because the brackets are usually gradual, they're going to be layered. And depending on how much income you have, we'd have to look at, if we did a conversion, how much could we convert this year and not put you into a higher bracket? I worked with a couple that was in a lower bracket who didn't need to convert much because they were already paying little taxes. It's really about personal circumstances. And for some, converting now makes sense. And for others, it may be a gradual process. But really, trying to get some to tax-free status really is what you should be doing.
So how can charitable giving strategies, I know you help people with those all the time, how can it help with retirement account taxes?
Yeah, so typically if you're over 70, you can make qualified charitable distributions from your IRA, and that counts towards your required minimum distributions, but it's not taxable because it's going to a ministry or a church. I had a client who used this to fund his church's new missions program. He lowered his tax bill and made a kingdom impact at the same time. That's the essence of keep more, give more. If you have less in taxes, you can give more away. I've got another client who just recently, the church is doing a building project, and he said, I want to help them just retire debt, $60,000 worth of debt. He was able to take that from his IRA and get that directly to the church. He didn't pay taxes, and the church benefited at the same time. So again, keep more so you can give more.
Well, this program is called Faith and Retirement, and so there's a little tip-off right there, and the website's faithandretirement.com. How does faith-based investing fit into all of this, into retirement accounts themselves?
Yeah, that's a great question. It's not just about how much you can earn. It's about how you earn it, because God cares not just about the little things. He cares about the big things as well, and he really cares about our heart. Because where our treasure is, typically our heart is also. And a lot of us, our treasure could be a 401k, it could be IRAs, things of this world. And I've seen clients with 401ks full of companies that are funding abortion, pornography, or even pushing anti-biblical agendas. One client recently told me, Jay, I had no idea my money was supporting things I don't believe in. And that really started with the screen and clean process. We screened her portfolio, we looked at exactly what she had exposure to in her 401k. She was still working and said, Jay, what can I do? I've got this 401k, I'm contributing. And she was over 59 and a half. And because she's over 59 and a half, you can do what's called an in-service withdrawal. That means you could take money out of your 401k, roll that over to an IRA, get it biblically managed, have it managed in a biblically responsible fashion in a professional manner. A company like Faith Investor Services could help manage that. And also use tactical strategies. When the markets are going up, we play offense. And then when we see trouble, we can go to defense. So again, that tactical active management along with biblically based financial planning, those are things that you can get even if you have a 401k. you just have to be at least 59 and a half, we could talk about an in-service withdrawal to see if it might make sense for you.
That's right. And I think for a lot of people who are, my understanding is about 22% of people in the United States are employed by government. And that is something that those folks especially need to take a look at. If you have questions about your own retirement situation, again, call Jay and just ask your questions. No obligation, no cost. 800-270-7310. Faithinretirement.com. Jay, what is the single biggest mistake people should watch out for when it comes to retirement accounts and taxes?
I still think the biggest mistake I've seen is waiting too long. People think, I'll deal with taxes later. But by then, your options shrink. You got to start in your 50s and 60s. That's when you can use Roth conversions, charitable strategies, and portfolio screening to truly make an impact. Had a client recently, they were just really concerned about the tax situation. They had no clue where they were investing. And they said, Jay, I don't want to support things like abortion, pornography, these woke companies. How can I avoid them? And we dove into his 403B. He worked for a church and he had a 403B. And he was working with a company that he thought was doing faith-based investing. And we started looking at the names in his portfolio. And I started showing him, this company has exposure to abortion. This one has exposure. They're distributing pornography. This company is paying for people to travel and get abortions. And this company's doing producing alcohol and tobacco through their revenue streams. And as we started to look at what was in his portfolio, he was absolutely shocked. He said, Jay, I should have done this years ago. Thank you for bringing this to my attention. And we started a plan to really get it into biblically responsible companies that lined up with his faith and values. And that's the power of working with a fiduciary like us at Faith Investor Services. Our team will screen your portfolio, look at what you're currently supporting, get to know you and what you don't want to support. It's really about you, the listener, and what you don't want to support. And we can help you make sure that your faith and values are at the center of your portfolio and not taking a back seat. So you're supporting these woke companies that are contradicting your faith and values.
Exactly right. Well, friends, Jay has done that for my bride and for me, and it's been a wonderful experience. And since we've placed our investments in your hands, you've done a great job for us. Now, that's our personal experience. One final question, Jay, and you alluded to it a moment ago. You and your team have told me about the importance of money in motion, and that's when people start to realize they need some professional help. What is that, and why is it so important?
Yeah, so people usually go through life changes. You could be leaving a job, and you have an old 401k that you've left behind, or maybe you're moving from state to state, and you're in the state tax laws change, or maybe you just came into some money, an inheritance, or maybe you're selling a business. This is what we call money in motion. It's when you really need to seek wise, biblically based financial counsel. We can give you that second opinion. Maybe you have a financial advisor. Maybe you're doing it on your own. Maybe you've never sat down with someone before, but we can give you that professional guidance as a fiduciary. We're not going to sell you products. We're here to provide solutions. And if it makes sense for us to work together, we can talk about that. We do it in a faith-based, fee-based fashion so that you're not paying commissions and all these extra fees. We can look at your situation and help you structure something to make sure you're putting the faith at the center of your financial plan.
Well, as you've seen today, you really can do a lot to affect how much you're paying in taxes. And don't wait until April to find out if you paid more than you had to. Call Jay and the team at 800-270-7310. You can also visit the website. It's the weekend, so you've got a little bit of time to relax. Visit faithinretirement.com to schedule your free retirement tax review. Your retirement strategy underpins your whole life during your golden years, but taxes can erode it faster than just about anything else. So don't go into retirement blind. Call today, 800-270-7310, or visit faithinretirement.com to schedule your free consultation. Thanks for listening, and we will see you next week.
Thanks for listening to Faith and Retirement with Jay Peroni. Do your family investments match what you believe? Call us now for your free portfolio screen, 800-270-7310. You can know that your investments line up with your faith and values. There's no obligation. Call and ask your questions, 800-270-7310. and call us today for a free ebook from Jay. Visit faithandretirement.com. That's faithandretirement.com. Investors should consider the investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses carefully before investing. For a prospectus or summary prospectus with this and other information about the fund can be found at PrayETF.com. Read the prospectus or summary prospectus carefully before investing. Investing in ETFs involves risk, and there is no guarantee the fund's investment strategy will be successful, and you can lose money on your investment in the fund. Shares may trade at a premium or discount to their NAV in the secondary market. Faith and Retirement is sponsored by Faith Investor Services, LLC. Learn more now at faithandretirement.com or call 800-270-7310. Online at faithandretirement.com. Tell a friend about this outreach. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.